ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् శంకర భగవత్పాద హీ రివీల్స్ ద రియాలిటీ హీ హెల్ప్స్ అస్ అరెవిత్ ద రియాలిటీ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ద రియాలిటీ ఈస్ నాట్ ఆల్సో బై సెయింగ్ వాట్ ద రియాలిటీ ఈస్ ఎనీ యాక్టివిటీ ఆర్ యాక్షన్ ప్రీసపోజెస్ ది డిజైర్ in terms of like or dislike. Action presupposes the natural urges, or action presupposes the desire. Need, desire. Desire stands for the urge, the need also. Every small action we do, every moment we know, every small moment on the part of anything presupposes the need, the desire. And a desire presupposes the knowledge. Therefore here, the reality form is formless. Reality is in the form of pure knowledge, which is understood, arrived in terms of its nature of knowing, is of the nature of actionlessness, free from functions. But there cannot be something called action or function without the presence, blessing of the reality. Because very existence of things itself is possible because of the presence of the reality, and the activities and functions are possible only in the presence of the reality. That's why it is said here in the 16th verse, akartaham abhoktaham అసంగః పరమేశ్వరః సదా మత్సన్నిధానేన చేష్టతే సర్వమింద్రియం. సో సర్వం ఇంద్రియం చేష్టతే. You are learning a simple third person present tense verb, atmane padam. What is this now? Cheshtate means acts, functions. Cheshta means action. Cheshtate means functions. Sarvam indriyam cheshtate. Sarvam means all. Sarvam also means everything. Every organ, every indriyam, every part, everything functions because of the blessing of consciousness, because of the presence of consciousness. But consciousness by itself is of the nature of actionlessness, free from all functions and actions. So, I am that reality. So I am, what is, now when you understand, consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, or reality obtaining in the realm of consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness, and I am the reality, I the knower am consciousness, therefore I am akarta, aham abhokta. Understand? I am of the nature of actionlessness. And when can you say I am the doer? Only when we do not know what I is. When we do not know what I is, and the I is identified with the body, mind, sense complex, then alone we entertain the notion that I am the doer, I am the performer, etc. Because body is involved in activity, mind is involved in functions, sense organs are involved in functions. Is it? Physical body is involved in activities, actions. Mind is involved in function. Sense organs are involved in functions. Physiological functions are happening. So when the I is identified with the body, mind, sense complex, then there is a notion about the self, I, as the I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. These are all wrong notions because of the wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, because of the ignorance of the self. Whereas in knowledge, you see, I am consciousness, therefore, and I am of the nature of actionlessness, so I am not the doer. This is where you can say, in the presence of the Atma, in the presence of consciousness, everything functions, everything, all the activities are happening. Means here, the reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining in the realm of consciousness, is like the witness. Like the witness. It's not involved. Witness is not associated, involved in any way with the witnessed. Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Nabaddhoham Kadachana.
Nabaddhoham Kadachana.
Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Nabaddhoham Kadachana.
Nabaddhoham Kadachana.
Swabhava Nirmalah Shuddhah.
Swabhava Nirmalah Shuddhah.
Swabhava Nirmalah Shuddhah.
Swabhava Nirmalah Shuddhah.
Sayevaham Na Samshayah.
Sayevaham Na Samshayah.
Swabhava Nirmalah Shuddhah.
Swabhava Nirmalah Shuddhah.
Sayevaham Na Samshayah.
Sayevaham Na Samshayah.
So, aham adi madhya anta muktaha. Aham muktaha. See, muktoham. When you say muktoham, you break it, muktaha plus aham muktoham. Muktaha plus aham muktoham. Aham muktaha. Aham mukta. Mukta is a participle, past. Passive participle, liberated, freed, or free. I am free. I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the self, am consciousness, which is ever free. So, I am free. Aham mukta means I am free. I am free from what? I am free from the beginning, the middle, and the end. What does it mean? I do not have something called beginning, I do not have something called middle, I do not have something called end. I am free from beginning, end and the middle means the physical body has what? Adi. Adi means beginning. Physical body has a beginning. A thought has a beginning. Even the manifestation of knowledge has a beginning, isn't it? There is a time the manifestation begins. Is it clear? The physical body has a beginning. Fear has a beginning. Emotion has a beginning. Beginning means what? There is a time it becomes manifest. Physical body, there is a time when it is born. And physical body has an end, antam. It has adihi, it has antam also. And in between beginning and the end is also what? Middle, duration, isn't it? There's a middle, in between also, in between time also. In between the beginning and the end, there is madhyam. So body has beginning and the end, and in between also. Is it clear? Whereas, what about the Atma, the consciousness? Consciousness is, when you already understood, the reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, has no beginning, no end. Therefore, it doesn't have something called in between the beginning and the end. A beginning of everything happens in consciousness. End of everything happens in consciousness. Understand? And in between the beginning and the end also is there something only in consciousness. But consciousness is free from beginning and the end and the in between the beginning and the end. Is it clear? Beginning of everything happens where? In consciousness. The end of everything happens where? In consciousness. So when you say wave has a beginning, there's a time wave begins to rise. And the wave has an end also. The beginning of the wave happens in water. The end of the wave, resolution of the wave happens in water. In between the beginning and the end also what? Is there only in the water. With reference to wave, similarly here, the body, every object here. Now you can say, you already resolved the knower, isn't it? Subject of knowledge, the knower is, there is no formless. Knower is, has no form. Knower is only a title attributed to the reality. We already resolved the knower in consciousness. What about the known now? The known is just the form. Only a form. And the form means substanceless form is the known. Isn't it now? The substance of every form, every object is the consciousness only. In the form of existence. Therefore, every form has a beginning, form has an end. Every object obtaining in any form has a beginning, end, and in between the beginning and the end. Is it clear? And the beginning of the forms, beginning of objects, end of objects, in between beginning and the end happens only in consciousness, in awareness, in knowledge. Whereas reality, in terms of reality, pure knowledge is free from beginning, end, and in between. And what is reality? I am that reality. Therefore, I am free from the beginning, end, and in between the beginning and the end. Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
When you say this, you must definitely shift the essence from the body. And you must resolve it cognitively in pure consciousness knowledge, which you arrived at as the truth of the I. And you have to see that definitely I am free from beginning and end and middle in between. Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Adi Madhyanta Muktoham.
Nabaddoham kadachana.
Nabaddoham kadachana.
See, kada means when. It's a question word, indeclinable word kada. But kadachana means sometimes. Na kadachana, never. Kada, na kadachana, never. Kadachana, sometimes. But na kadachana, never am I bound. Never am I bound. பத்தஹ அஹம் ந பத்தஹ ந பத்தஹ அஹம் கதாச்சன. ஓகே, நாட் ஐம் ஐ பவுண்ட் எவர், நெவர் ஐம் ஐ பவுண்ட் பை வாட், ஐ எம் நாட் பவுண்ட் லிமிட்டட் பை டைம் ஆர் ஸ்பேஸ் ஆர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் பிகினிங் அண்ட் எண்ட். இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? ஐ எம் நாட் பவுண்ட் பை டைம். Why? I don't have beginning, end and anything, which means what? Okay, there is no beginning or end or in between for me because I am not bound by time. Is it clear now? Na baddha kada, never am I bound by time because I am always, I the knower am always in the form of consciousness. I the self am consciousness always. There's a never a time consciousness is not. For never am I not. I'm always. And then the factor called time is I am. And the time is not, knowing the time being not, I am. Knowing I am, I am. Okay, knowing I am. Okay, knowing I am, I am. Not knowing I am, I am. Have to see that. Not knowing I am, I am. Knowing I am, I am. Time is, I am. Time is not, I am. Space is, knowing space, I am. Space is not, knowing space is not, I am. I am always, never a time, I the consciousness am not. Therefore, I am free from time limitation, I am not bound by time. Therefore, there is no such a thing called beginning for me. Beginning is possible only if there is a time limitation. Is it clear now? Why there is no time limitation for me? Why there is no beginning for me? Because I am of the nature of self-existence. You have to give the order. Why I am ever? Why I am always? How I am not time bound? How am I not, which means I am not time bound, means I am free from time limitation, means there's never a time I am not. I am always. I am always means I am of the nature of existence, self-existence. I am of this nature of self-existence means, what does it mean? I am causeless. You can know I am causeless. I'm not a product of anything. Consciousness is not the product of anything. Consciousness is not caused by anything. Consciousness has not come from something else. The whole universe comes into manifestation because of the presence of consciousness, because the blessing of consciousness, because of the manifestation of power of consciousness. The whole jagat comes into manifestation. Is it clear? Because the presence of the light, understand? Because the presence of the light, all the opaque, room full of opaque things comes to light. Similarly, the whole world comes to manifestation. It becomes manifest because of the manifestation of the power of consciousness. Is it clear? Which means it's dependent. Dependent means it has the power of reality is like the material cause, as good as the material cause. Whereas consciousness is not the product of anything. Consciousness is not produced by something. Consciousness has not come from something else. Consciousness is ever of the nature of self-existence. Is it clear? Consciousness is ever of the nature of self-existence means consciousness is not dependent on anything else for its existence means consciousness has no cause. Uncaused, causeless. Understand? It's the cause of everything. Therefore, it has no beginning. Therefore, it is timeless. Is it clear? We say, what is it said finally? Nothing is created here means whatever was there before is now, whatever is now is going to be there forever. And you reduce all that is here into two. As what? The knower and the known. Subject and object. Consciousness and matter. And reduce the two into one. The known is not created newly. Knower, of course, is not created. Subject is not created. Nothing is created here. And who is the knower? Knower is only a status. The knower is consciousness. That's we already understood very clearly. And what about the known? Known is also not created. But the known material world does not have independent existence of its own at all. Which means the known objective material universe is always dependent on the manifestation of the power of reality to come to light. Understand now? To come to light. The world has to come to light for it to become the known, thereby to have the status of being the existent. Therefore, the manifestation of the power of reality is the manifestation of the universe. And the manifestation is said to be what? The creation. Universe becoming manifest is universe becoming created. This is a real creation. Universe becoming unmanifest is universe being resolved. Is it clear? It is constantly happening. Why is it happening? The universe always is. But there's a time universe shines, there's a time universe remains unmanifest. Being manifest means being available for interaction, transaction. Being unmanifest means not being available for perception, enjoyment, experience. And which means this universe, when does it enjoy the status of being existent? Only when it is manifest. For it to become manifest, there must be manifestation of the power of reality. And manifestation of the power of reality is knowledge. And the power of reality is unmanifest, it is called ignorance. Is it clear? Therefore, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. And consciousness is absolutely eternal, beginningless, endless. Uncaused, causeless, cause of the universe. Whereas, universe is perennially eternal. Perennially eternal means comes, go, becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest. And here we say, this consciousness, the abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality is the satyam. This entire universe is mithya, and this mithya universe does not have independent existence at all outside of reality. Therefore, it is only looked upon as what? This mithya universe is manifestation of knowledge, the reality. And reality is what? We say, reality is ever free from time limitation, never bound by time. Everything else other than consciousness is bound by time. Time itself is baddha, bound by time. Space is baddha, akasham baddham, kalaha baddha samagram jagat baddham. Everything is bound by time. That is why the expression kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Kalaha sarva bhakshakaha. Bhakshakaha means what? Devourer. Time is the devourer of everything. What does it mean? Everything comes into existence in time, exists in time, resolves in time. Time itself comes in time. Time itself goes in time. Poor time itself is subject to time. Whereas one thing, only one thing which is not bound by time is only reality, abstract, subtlest reality implied by the term Atma and Brahman, appearing in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is pure existence. And I am that consciousness which is not subject to time. So you all can say what? Time is the devourer of everything. I, the consciousness, am the devourer of time. Can you say that? If you can say, come on, fear runs far away from you. Death, Lord Yama, runs away from you. This is what denoted by a story. Yesterday I want to show you in the temple. When you went to the temple that day, you saw in Shiva, in the front you can see that Markandeya hugging La Shivalingam. The time comes to drag Markandeya with him. You know, and his eye, this the Markandeya stands for eye sense. And Lord Shiva is consciousness. It hugs it. It resolves the identity with Paramatma. I am Brahma Asmi. Time disappears. Do you see that? I don't know whether you saw that in the temple. When we went in the morning, Kumbhesha, somewhere you saw. Yeah. Anyway, I'll show you. So many things will be seen again. Is it clear what means? Time is the devourer of everything, and I, the self, am the devourer of the time. And now tell me, who is superior? If you say, you can definitely say, I, the self, am the superior. You can say, I am the exalted. You can say, if you place your resolve, your eye sense in consciousness. Having the eye sense in strongly in body, if you say, I am superior, that is the say. It is a sickness, okay? Okay. Isaham na baddha. It is very, I'm not bound by time. Adi madhyanta muktoham.
Adi madhyanta muktoham.
Na baddhoham kadachana.
Baddhoham kadachana.
Swabhava nirmala shuddha.
Swabhava nirmala shuddha.
Sayevaham na samshayah.
Sayevaham na samshayah.
So, swabhava nirmalaha. So I am free from all forms of blemishes and impurities. I am free from all forms of blemishes. I am consciousness. I am the abstract, formless, all-pervasive, independent, beginningless, endless, changeless, timeless reality, the consciousness, which is free from all forms of impurities and blemishes and sins. What does it mean? Anirmalaha. Free from all blemishes and impurities. Means, I, the consciousness, am free from jealousy, free from hatred, free from desire, free from anger, free from all forms of impurities. It's not wrong to have impurities, okay? Not wrong to have impurities. But impurities have to be resolved. And impurities will be there as long as fundamental problem is. fundamental problem in terms of I am small, I am inadequate, etc. will be there as long wrong perception of the self is, wrong notions about the self is, as long as ignorance is. Ignorance is means what? As long as ignorance is not resolved, they will be there. They're very natural. But here, they're very natural, they're there. But what about the consciousness? What am I? I am consciousness which is free from all forms of impurities. Nirmalaha. Mala means impurity. Nirmalaha means ever free from impurities. I'm free from blemishes. I'm free from what? There's no punyam. There's no papam. So consciousness is free from punyam, papam. Consciousness is free from pain, pleasure, all forms of patches of opposites. Free from these emotions, free from the hold of these emotions, free from these impurities, free from blemishes, free from karmapalam, free from patches of opposites. So I, the consciousness, am free from patches of opposites means what? I can say I have sorrow, I am sorrowful, I am unhappy, I am sad, I am angry, etc. Isn't it? So conscious, I the self am the consciousness free from all emotions, all impurities, all punya papams, all the patches of opposites, experience of patches of opposites. I am free from all experiences also. Every experience is consciousness. Pain is consciousness, pleasure is consciousness, anger is consciousness, desire is consciousness, likes and dislikes are consciousness. Every subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought is nothing but consciousness. They say nothing but everything, every object of ours is manifestation of knowledge. Everything, what is anger? Anger is knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. It essentially is consciousness. Desire, likes and dislikes, everything is looked at as what? Ishvara, the Lord. Everything is the truth. There cannot be something called desire, anger, fear, anxiety, etc., etc., outside of the consciousness. But consciousness is free from everything. There cannot be something called experience of success, failure, loss, gain, etc. But every experience is consciousness. But consciousness is free from all the experiences. Is it clear? Therefore, swabhava nirmalaha. By nature, okay, consciousness is of the nature of nature of purity. It's ever free from impurities. Shuddha. If consciousness is free from impurities in terms of fear, anger, jealousy, hatred, etc., consciousness is free from punya papams, consciousness is not bound by the results of actions in terms of punya papam, consciousness is free from the paths of opposites, the experiences of paths of opposites in terms of success, failure, loss, gain, etc., then what is this consciousness is of the nature of purity. It is ever pure, shuddha. Shuddha means what? Consciousness has not. It means consciousness does not require any purification. Is it clear now? When you work for shuddhi, what? We never work for atma shuddhi. We always work for mental purity, not for consciousness purity, atma purity. Is it clear now? For the mind to have the vision of this clear reality, to have the clear ascertained vision of the reality, we need mental purity. The mind is filled with all these emotions. There is no place for the knowledge of the truth to rise. For we only whole living life karma yoga is for mental purification. not for purification of the Atma. Are the reality. Is it clear? The Atma is ever of the nature of purity. So refinement is only for the mind. Refinement means the twofold, two forms of refinement. You know, only is that the refinement is called samskaranam, samskritihi, samskaraha. The three words. Samskaraha, refinement. It's a masculine gender word. Samskritihi, feminine gender word. Samskaranam, neuter gender word. Samskaranam, samskaraha, samskritihi. All the three words mean what? Refinement. And Atma is already of the nature of purity. The two forms of refinement. One is dosha apanayana samskaraha. Dosha apanayana samskaraha means refinement in terms of elimination of the dirt, removal of the dirt. Dosha apanayanam. Removing the dirt is what? That's a form of refinement. Isn't it? Removing the dirt. Suppose this walls are all here. What I do? We scrub all the very, you know, scrub and scrub and scrub. Remove the dirt from the walls. It's called what now? Refinement in the form of removal of the dirt. Then after removing, after scrubbing, bring a nice paint and paint it. It's called Guna Adana Samskaraha. Then make it like what? Refined. Make it look refined. Dosha Apanayana Samskaraha. Refinement in terms of removal of the dirt. Guna Adana Samskaraha. Refinement in terms of embellishment. Embellishing. Paint it. Okay? And two forms of refinement is required for what? Atma. The all-pervasive reality. Abstract, absolute reality. Obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. The truth of I is ever of the nature of purity. It is free from, okay, it doesn't require any refinement. There's no dirt there. So nothing can be removed from Atma. Nothing can be added to the Atma. Atma does not require reduction, removal or addition of something. Atma is ever of the nature of purity. But whatever you say, all the emotions we talk about in terms of impurities, mental impurities, hatred, jealousy, envy, fear, anxiety, passion, aversion, all of them are, everything is a subtle phenomenon. It is manifestation of knowledge which enjoys its existence in consciousness. But consciousness is free from all these impurities. Similarly, something called punyam and papam, the results of right action and wrong action. Where is punyam and where is papam? Consciousness has no punyam, no papam, because consciousness is neither the doer nor the enjoyer. But punyam and papam, everything is what? Brahma. Everything is Atma. Everything is consciousness. Doesn't exist outside of consciousness. The results of translations of the punya papam in terms of experience of pairs of opposites, pain, pleasure, success, failure, loss, gain, honor, dishonor, etc. Where are they? All, every experience obtaining in of a thought, a state of mind, is nothing but consciousness. But consciousness is free from everything. For consciousness is ever of the nature of purity, for shuddha, clean, pure. For I am ever clean, ever pure consciousness. Say that. Sahayeva aham. Even the teachers, eva in the class. Saha means what? Saha atma. You can't say Brahma here. In a way, Brahma means what? Tad Brahma. Brahma is a neuter gender word. Therefore, you have to use the pronoun tad. Saha comes. Therefore, saha means that atma. That all pervasive, abstract reality obtaining in the form of consciousness, they're implied by the term atma alone am I. Sahayeva aham means what? That atma I am. I am that atma, distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which is free from all the forms, names and functions. Sahayeva aham. That eva is for what? Emphasis. This is another expression, you know that what it is? Saha aham. Say?
Saha.
That atma I am. To say that? Saha aham. And make a form of sandhi. Soham. Say?
Soham.
Saha aham soham. Soham means I am that. That truth of the whole implies the term Atma Brahma I am. Soham. So it's a mantra. You must understand it's for contemplation. Soham. Soham. It is not for repeating, not for doing anything else. It is meant for understanding. Saha is a third person singular pronoun, implying the all-pervasive reality, Atma, the consciousness. Aham is what? Aham is the absolute knower, I. Okay? Obtained from of, expressed in a first person singular pronoun, isn't it? This aham, the first person singular pronoun, what is implied, indicated by the first person singular pronoun I am, is actually the reality, abstract reality, consciousness implied by the term Atma. Is it clear? So how to say that? Saha aham. Say?
Saha.
That Atma I am. How you say? Saha aham. Saha aham. When you form a sandhi, how does it become? Soham. It's another word, shokaha. Say?
Shokaha.
Shokaha means grief. Sometimes people do not know the difference between shokaha and soha. They say, sohama irukkaru. They say, to say somebody is in grief, there is a sohama irukkaru. Sohama irundha paravaillaya. It's a very great thing. Soham means saha aham. Shokaha means grief. Understand? And it's not for singing. Soham, soham, soham. When singing, it is really this grief. Expression of grief. It is not for singing, it's not for expressing the grief, okay? People, they think they do some great job, okay? Meditate is mantras. Mantra japa, mantra meditation. 200 euros. Come to this monastery as a camp. What is your mind till evening? Soham. Soham. Repeat it. And then afternoon you get some leaves to eat. And green tea, no sugar, no milk. Pay 200 euros. And people come and say, oh, what a wonderful. wonderful experience. And before leaving, hugging and crying each other, shedding tears, because after 2 days of emotional entanglement. That is what they call spiritual retreat, okay? Not retreat. Anyway. Where the world goes, my God. Okay. Next, soham. Now here, it is not soham. Soham is different from saha aham soham. Soham is a mantra. Soham. Okay, the sannyasi mantra is there. I won't reveal it now. There's another mantra which has a soham. For us, Swamiji gives that mantra. There was a cave in Rishikesh. They have now covered it. The cave is no more available to see. We are all given mantra upadesha there, sannyasa upadesha there. There in the mantra, the word soham also comes. It's supposed to be contemplative. Soham. I am that. Aham saha. Aham saha. I am that. That's what I am supposed to see. Okay. Soham. So here, but he that yeva, you know, if you know definitely already, then you can say soham. If you are doubtful, sahai eva aham. Not anything else. Is it clear? Soham saha aham. Saha aham means what? That truth I am. The truth alone am I. Saha eva aham. The eva Shankara Bhagavatpada adds here. Soham is Upanishad mantra. And eva he adds to make it emphasized. Okay, emphatic. Saha eva aham means whether you like it, you don't like it, you want it, you don't want it. The fact is, I cannot be resolved anywhere other than consciousness. If you search for I, you will not find I. If you search for the knower, everything will come under the category of the known only. Known, 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 known. What is this, the whole world? What is space and time? Known. What are these elements? Known. What are these plants? Known. Animals? Known. Mobile beings are known. Immobile are known. Inert things are known, body is known, mind is known. We go in penetrating into this in biology, whatever subtle facts you learn within geology and botany, known. Physics, chemistry, known. Your organs are known. You come to the subtle, nearest subtle thoughts, mind, known. Everything is known. Even the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought in terms of I am is known. And who is the knower? Okay? That knower of I am is none other than myself. I am the knower of I am. I am the knower of this is. Is it clear? I am the knower of I am means what? I am the knower of my own existence. I am the knower of this world. There is no knower other than myself. That knower am. Knower I am consciousness. I the knower am. Abstract, formless, all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Sahayeva aham. Na samshayaha. No doubt. You may say, saha aham, am I? Aham sahava. Aham, saha aham va, doubt should not be there. Saha eva aham na samshayaha. Saha eva aham na samshayaha. Na samshayaha. Na samshayaha. No doubt at all. I, the knower, am the all-pervasive, only absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Aham ஞானஸ்வரூபா. Okay, in all these verses, from these verses 14, 15 and 16, 17, in all these four verses, how the reality implied by the term, when you say reality, reality of the whole, truth of the whole, essential nature of the whole means the known objective universe and the knower. The truth of the knower and the known, the whole can be reduced to two factors, knower and the known. The true, only truth of the knower and the known is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma, and that nature of that reality, truth, is until now, all the four verses, nature of that reality is unfolded here in all these words. Now, he continues here. So the person who has understood the truth can dwell upon the truth, isn't it? The one who has understood the fact. What is the fact? I am Aham Brahma Asmi. I am the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. It's a fact about the self. And by which implies all that is, there is only Brahma, therefore I am the whole. The one who has understood this fact can repeatedly dwell upon the fact, thereby one can ascertain, assimilate this fact. By assimilating this fact, one can enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, understanding. See, okay, by Shravanam, repeated listening like this, in spite of feeling bored or not feeling bored, repeatedly listening and listening and listening, somehow what? Understanding takes place. Knowledge takes place. After having attained the knowledge, having gained the knowledge that Aham Brahma Asmi, Savram Brahma Asti, all that is, there is only Brahma, and it's a fact. And you see, when you're understanding the fact, that this vision, this being the fact, will be very clear for you. And this is not some cock and bull story. Nothing which is told here contradicts my reasoning. It's acceptable for me, isn't it? So with understanding, the understanding takes place. Repeated listening results in the understanding or the knowledge of the fact that I am the whole. I myself am Brahma, that I am, everything is Brahma, therefore I am the whole. And having attained this knowledge, having got this understanding, by repeatedly dwelling upon this fact, one can have this vision of the fact ascertained, assimilated. By having this fact assimilated, one can enjoy the benefit of this vision. Is it clear? Suppose the person hasn't understood at all yet. Somebody hasn't? First, understanding has yet to take place. Just because a person doesn't have understanding, doesn't mean he can, okay, he has no understanding, so good for nothing, go away. Acharya cannot say, okay, you have not understood, okay. You have understood, then he tells us to repeatedly dwell upon the fact, to assimilate the fact, to enjoy the benefit of this vision of the fact. We have not yet understood also, don't worry. Will somehow see that you understand. By understanding, we somehow will see that you assimilate. Will somehow you enjoy. You also enjoy the benefit of this understanding. First, you must have understanding. So, what is the means of understanding? How can I understand this fact? So, it is following verses are for the sake of people who have yet to understand the fact. What's the fact? Aham Brahma Asmi, Sarvam Brahma Asti, Therefore, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Therefore, I am Aham Idam Sarvam. Four letters. Say now, Aham Brahma Asmi. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Aham Idam Sarvam. What do you order? Aham Brahma Asmi. I myself am the absolute reality. Obtaining in the home of pure knowledge, pure consciousness implied with the term Brahma. Sarvam Brahma, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. Everything here indeed is Brahman. Therefore, Aham Idam Sarvam. I myself am the whole. Which means there is no second thing, there is no second reality. This is the vision of only secondless, non-dual reality. It's called what? Advaita Darshanam. Say?
Advaita Darshanam.
Vision of the non-duality of the reality. Vision of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the non-duality of the reality. Which means, in spite of experiencing the plurality, duality, multiplicity and diversity, still you are clear about the non-duality being the reality. Seeing the unity in diversity is the vision of the non-duality of the reality. Is it clear? It's called what? Advaita Darshanam. Do I make sense for all of you? Okay. And if suppose that vision is not yet clear, now so that's why I told you it will be cool, okay? Again, Shankara Bhagavatpada will tell us some means of understanding the fact first, thereby again to assimilate the fact, thereby enjoy the benefit of the vision of the fact. Have the understanding first, then have the assimilation of the understanding, thereby enjoy the benefit of understanding. I don't care for the benefit of understanding. Then why should you break your head to understand? We are all choicelessly, helplessly interested in enjoying the benefit of the understanding. We want to benefit from the understanding because we are not fools here to waste our time. Is it clear? Prayojanam anuddishya mandaha api na pravartate. Even a fool cannot do anything without expecting, okay, without having a purpose, expecting a result. We are all interested in the result. We are all interested in enjoying the benefit of this understanding. Our interest is in enjoying the benefit of knowledge. We are very focused in enjoying the benefit of knowledge. What is the benefit? Freedom. Jivan muktihi. Free while living. Objectivity. Unafflictedness. That is the benefit of this knowledge. And if we want to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, we need to have the assimilation of this vision of this fact that I am the whole. And to assimilate the vision of this fact, I must have understanding of the fact. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada again tells the means of understanding, assimilating and enjoying the benefit of this vision. Is it clear? Let us read it now.
Brahmaivaham na samsari.
Brahmaivaham na samsari.
Brahmaivaham na samsari.
Brahmaivaham na samsari.
Muktohamiti bhavayet.
Muktohamiti bhavayet.
Muktohamiti bhavayet.
Muktohamiti bhavayet.
Ashak அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதும் வாக்கியம் அஷக்னுவன் அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதும் வாக்கியம் ஏதத் சதாப்யசேத் அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதும் வாக்கியம்
ஐ
கேன் சே அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதும் வாக்கியமேதத் சதாப்யசேத் ஏதத் சதாப்யசேத் ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி முக்தோஹமிதி பாவயேத் அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதம் வாக்கியமேதத் சதாப்யசேத் வாக்கியமேதத் சதாப்யசேத் யதப்யாசேன தத்பாவோ பவேத் ப்ரமர கீடவத் யதப்யாசேன தத்பாவோ யதப்யாசேன தத்பாவோ பவேத் ப்ரமர கீடவத் யதப்யாசேன தத்பாவோ பவேத் ப்ரமர கீடவத் அத்ராபஹாய சந்தேகம் அத்ராபஹாய சந்தேகம் அப்யசேத் க்ருத நிஷ்சயஹ அப்யசேத் க்ருத நிஷ்சயஹ ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹம் ந சம்சாரி முக்தோஹமிதி பாவயேத் அஷக்னுவன் பாவயிதும் வாக்கியமேதத் சதாப்யசேத் அஹம் ப்ரஹ்மைவ அஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம ஏவ அஹம் ஏவ அஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம ஏவ அஹம் அஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம அஸ்மி ஐ டி செல்ஃப் ஐ எம் த ரியாலிட்டி இம்ப்ளை வித் ப்ரஹ்ம இஃப் யூ சே நாட் எம்ஃபேட்டிக் ப்ரஹ்ம ஏவ அஹம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ப்ரஹ்மைவ அஹம் பிரம்மா பிளஸ் ஏவ பிகம்ஸ் ப்ரஹ்மைவ அஹம் பிரம்ம ஏவ அஹம் பிரம்மமேதான் நான் பரம்பொருளேதான் நான் ஹவு டு செட் எம்பசைஸ் இட் ஓ மை காட் யூ டோ யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் யூ டோன்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் வாட் அஹம் பிரம்ம ஏவ அஹம் பிரம்மைவ அஹம் I, the self, am the reality implied by the term Brahma, obtaining in new form of pure knowledge. Brahma eva aham. Na samsari.
Once you say Aham Brahma, what does it mean? I itself am the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of limitlessness. I the knower, I the self am pure knowledge, pure consciousness, which is free from all limitations, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied by the term Brahma. I am of the nature of limitlessness. I am samsari. Will you say that? Can you say, I am short and tall. Can you say that? Two viruddha dharma cannot coexist in the same locus. Two attributes opposed to each other cannot coexist. I am limitless reality implied by the term Brahma. I am samsari. You cannot say that. Once you say Aham Brahma Eva Aham, I the knower am the absolute reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is free from all limitations, therefore implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. For what? I am not bound. I am not samsari. Aham na samsari. I am not bound by bondage of karma. Hamna samsari means what? I am not bound by it. Limitless reality cannot be bound by karma. Samsari means being bound by karma. Being bound by karma means what? You have no choice of not having choice of not being born again. Not having the choice of not dying. Okay? Not having the choice of not dying, not having the choice of not being born again is what? Being bound by karma. And being bound by bondage of karma, bound by karma means being a samsari. Is it clear now? And not having the choice of not being born again, not having the choice of not dying means not having the choice of escaping the experience of paths of opposites in terms of experience of pains and pleasures. And not having the choice of escaping the paths of opposites means not being free from the hold of the phenomenon called the fear of death. And be object to fear of death means not being free from the hold of the phenomenon called the fear means not being free from anxiety, not being free from sense of insecurity. It's called being a samsari. But here he said what? I am consciousness implied by the term Brahma. I am not a samsari. I am not bound by any limitation. I am not subject to limitations. I am not bound by karma. I am free from sanchita agami karmas. I have no birth. I am not samsari means you have to say all these things. I am not bound by sanchita agami karmas. I am free from punya papams. I am free from karma. I have no birth. I have no death. I am not subject to any impurities. I am not subject to pairs of opposites. I am free from everything. I am free, ever free reality, the consciousness implied by the term Brahma. The two things, what I am not, what I am. I am Brahma asmi, I am Brahma eva aham asmi, I am na samsari. What I am not, what I am. Yes, both. I am not samsari. I am not object to life of transmigration. I am the source of life of transmigration. Samsara, I am the very substratum of the samsara. I am the life, I lend existence to samsara. This life of transmigration, samskara, I am the very source which lends existence to samsara itself. the one who is source of samsara is free from samsara. And what is that? Aham Brahma. What I am, Aham Brahma Asmi. What I am not, I am not samsari. Is it clear now? When you look at yourself as Brahma, I am the very substratum, I am the very source, I am the very truth of samsara. Without samsara itself is not possible. Samsara, the life of transmigration itself, exists in me, the consciousness. The birth is in consciousness, death is in consciousness, experience of pairs of opposites is in consciousness. Therefore, I am the source of samsara. I am free from samsara. So, Brahma ivaham asmi, aham na samsari. Aham muktaha asmi, I am ever free from bondage of karma. I am ever free from punyam and papam. I am free from sanchitam. I am free from agami. I am not afflicted by even parabdha. Okay, I am the witness of the experience of parabdha. I am free from bondage of karma. I am ever free. Iti bhavayet. May one repeatedly with focused attention without any distraction repeatedly dwell upon this fact of what I am not, what I am. May one repeatedly dwell upon the fact of what I am, Brahma. I am not bound by samsara. May one repeatedly dwell upon the fact of what I is, what I is not. I is not samsari. I is how I is, essentially Brahma. May one repeatedly dwell upon the fact of what I am not. Not mechanically. Really have to see that. Is it clear now what I'm saying? You have to see how and why I am not samsari. For you to see why I am not a samsari, you should see how, what I am essentially. If you do not see what I am essentially, you cannot see how you are not I am not samsari. Is it clear? May one repeatedly dwell upon this fact alone. Suppose if you say, I cannot dwell upon, I am not able to dwell upon the fact. Bhavayitum ashaknuvan. Shaknuvan means one who is able to, one who is able, is able. Shaknuvan means is able, is capable. Ashaknuvan means is incapable or is not able. Is not able, this infinitive color comes. Bhavayitam. If you are not able to dwell upon this fact, if you are not able to contemplate upon this fact of what you are, what you are not, if you are not capable of contemplating upon, if you are not able to contemplate upon, not able to dwell upon, bhavayitam ashaknuvan means nashaknuvan. Okay? Shaknuvan, ashaknuvan. If you are not able to dwell upon this fact of what you are not, then yetat vakyam sada abhyaset. At least mechanically practice this statement. This sentence, aham not samsari, aham brahmas, brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari, brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari, brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari, brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari. You do not see the meaning of what you are saying, at least be, you know, keep prattling. Brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari, brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari, brahmaivahamasmi, aham na samsari. Brahmaivahamasmi aham na samsari. Brahmaivahamasmi aham na samsari. Brahmaivahamasmi aham na samsari. All of you say no?
பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி அகம் ந சம்சாரி. பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி அகம் ந சம்சாரி. ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ, பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி அகம் ந சம்சாரி. 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 இஃப் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அண்ட் டுவெல் அப்பான் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி சென்டென்சஸ், இட்ஸ் கால்ட் காண்டெம்ப்ளேஷன். Without, if you are not able to dwell upon the fact revealed by these sentences, at least mechanically repeat this statement. Okay, what is contemplation? Dwelling upon the fact revealed by these statements. Dwelling upon the fact revealed by these statements is called contemplation. Okay, seeing the fact of these statements is called contemplation. You are with the fact. If you do not, you are not able to dwell upon the fact revealed by these statements, at least mechanically repeat this statement. It doesn't mean you're going to attend moksha by repeating it. This repeating this statement one day will help you understand the fact. Thereby, then you can repeat the statement what? With understanding. Non and the repetition of this statement is supposed to result in the understanding of the statement. And then thereby understanding of the statement will help you to assimilate the understanding. And assimilation of the understanding of the fact will help you enjoy the benefit of assimilation of the fact. Okay, people don't understand that. Oh, Shankara himself says, you don't need to understand. Mechanically says it. No. பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி அகம் ந சம்சாரி. பிரம்மைவாகமஸ்மி அகம் ந சம்சாரி. திஸ் இஸ் அ டிசிப்ளின். ஓகே, நாட் ஞானம். யூ ரிப்பீட் இட், இட்ஸ் அ டிசிப்ளின், பிகம்ஸ் அ டிசிப்ளின். ஸோ ஹவ் எக்ஸெட்ரா வில் சி, கம் பேக் அண்ட் சி. ஓகே, எனி க்வெஸ்சன்? சர்வம் மீன்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங். கலு இண்டீட் இதம் திஸ் பிரம்ம. இண்டீட் எவ்ரிதிங் தட் இஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் பிரம்ம. ஆல் தட் இஸ் ஹியர் இஸ் பிரம்ம. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.